Welcome to Moraine Park's Talent Talk podcast. This is Mindy Boynton. I am a business advisor here in the Economic and Workforce Development Division at Moraine Park Technical College. I am excited to have my guest, Valerie Hoff, a sales executive at Commute with Enterprise, here today to share information on the programs she offers to help businesses and employers in our area. Thank you for joining us, Valerie. To get us started, can you tell us a little bit about your role and how the Commute with Enterprise program works?
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. So Commute with Enterprise is a division of Enterprise Holdings, which most people know as Enterprise National and Alamo Car Rental. My role with Commute is to help companies and other various organizations with an affordable, reliable transportation solution for employees to get to and from work. What we do is we help to match groups of 4 to 15 people and provide them with a comprehensive transportation program for their commute. It is a flexible month-to-month rental that includes the cost of the vehicle, full insurance, the cost of maintenance, and 24/7 roadside assistance. Once a group is formed, they function much like a large carpool. So they meet at a central meeting location, drive to work, and at the end of their shift, they go back to that meeting location and disperse from there. That said, each van pool is customizable within their own group. So some may meet at a park and ride, some pick each other up at their houses. It really just depends on what works best for each group. Participants that are approved to drive usually alternate the driving duties, which gives everyone else a chance to relax or catch a few extra minutes of sleep on the way to work. And because the vehicles are theirs to use for their daily commute, they operate any time of day that the group needs.
That's great. Who couldn't use a few extra hours of sleep on the way into the office?
Right.
You know, as we think about transportation, many of the employers, as well as students here at the college, reference transportation as one of the major barriers to gaining employees, retaining employees. We often hear that if an employee has a vehicle, their, you know, car breaks down, they might not see that employee again, and then they lose a potential, you know, very skilled quality employee. So right. Could you tell us in a nutshell, how does the program really help businesses with recruiting and retaining employees and overcoming this transportation challenge?
Yes. So recruiting is definitely a hot topic right now. Many companies are trying to hire and are having a difficult time finding candidates. There are several factors involved at the moment, but as you mentioned, access to transportation has been a long-standing issue. Many companies are not on a bus route, or public transportation doesn't run for second or third shifts. So candidates are really limited on their options to get to work. A commute program works to eliminate this transportation barrier, which helps employers in their hiring efforts by allowing more candidates to apply. And once these folks get hired and join a van pool, they start to depend on that mode of transportation for their daily commute, which helps to retain these employees as well. In addition to new candidates, most employers work with us to add this perk for their current workforce as well to improve employee retention, increase productivity, and help to achieve sustainability goals. Even though these folks are already employed, some may not have the most reliable transportation to the point that on-time arrival or attendance becomes a concern. But for those that do drive their own vehicles, it can save them quite a bit of money by sharing the cost of their commute, which is definitely a bonus, both mentally and financially for those that opt into the program. All in all, you have happier, more refreshed employees, which increases productivity and helps companies meet their goals.
That's great. Speaking of company goals, can you share a specific success story or an example of how companies have seen this program work and achieved success through the program?
Yeah. So as I mentioned, we have been talking to a number of companies that are looking for new recruiting strategies. And one of the companies we have been working with for a few years is a staffing agency. So constant recruiting on their part. For this company in particular, our program has really helped them in their efforts to hire associate employees, not only for a number of their clients in Wisconsin, but in other states as well.
That's awesome. When we talk about metrics of success and collecting data, I believe you offer a commuter calculator that can also help companies collect this data and to track statistics on how the program's working for them. Can you just share a little bit more with our listeners about how that commuter calculator works?
Yeah, so there are a few different versions of commute calculators out there. But basically, there's websites where you can plug in some variables for your daily commute, such as your round trip miles and the cost of fuel. It then populates your monthly cost to own and operate your vehicle for your commute. So for example, a 50-mile round-trip commute with fuel roughly around $2.87 a gallon is costing someone about $487 a month to drive alone. Depending on how a commute program is set up, they could easily save 50 to 75% of that cost by participating in a vanpool program.
Wow, that is definitely a significant savings.
Definitely.
Valerie, thank you so much for sharing with our listeners on this program. If there was one takeaway or one thing you would like our listeners to take back to their companies to consider from this conversation today, what would that be?
I would say that providing access to reliable transportation can really make an impact, not only to improve the lives of employees, but to help businesses as well. Our program can accommodate some unique challenges, so I just encourage companies and commuters to reach out and see how we can help.
And to that point, what is the best way for our listeners to find more information on the program or to connect with you to possibly set up a time to see if this is a good option for their company?
Yeah, so we have a website, which is just commutewithenterprise.com. Very simple. There is a button on there that says Join Commute, where employers or commuters can go in and request someone to reach out. Anyone in Wisconsin would get directed to myself. Otherwise, they can contact me by email. And my email is valerie.a.hoff@ehi.com.
Excellent. I hope that more of our listeners and employers can use this resource to help build up their workforce and attract a new set of labor that may have not been able to participate in interviews or working in the past due to lack of transportation. So this is a great open door for employers and to grow the workforce in our state and in our region here around Marine Park. With that, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today, Valerie?
I don't think so. I am just excited to reach out and see how we can help our commuters around the area. There is a significant need, so I am just excited to be part of that solution.
Excellent. Again, Valerie, thank you so much for joining the podcast today and sharing information on the Commute with Enterprise program. Listeners, if you're interested in learning more, please contact Valerie or visit the website. To subscribe to our podcast, you can go to marinepark.edu/newsletter and find out about upcoming training opportunities as well as our future Talent Talk podcasts and listen to past recorded sessions as well. That concludes today's session. Thank you so much for listening and have a wonderful day.